Good morning. Happy Monday. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnais.
Good morning.
Joining us right now is Jonathan Shanzer. He is an analyst, Middle East analyst, and a scholar in Middle Eastern studies. He's also the vice president of research at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Jonathan Shanzer, good morning, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Wanted to start off talking to you about this Iran nuclear deal. On Friday, the president announced that he's going to decertify it. Now, that announcement doesn't withdraw us from the deal. So what does it do?
Well, it's a technical question you're asking. I'll give you the sort of the easiest way to describe it in non-technical terms. It basically signals to the world that we're not happy with the deal. The president has determined that the deal is not in the national interest of the United States, that he thinks we've given away too much in terms of sanctions relief to the Iranians. Remember, it's about $100 billion or more that we've provided for the Iranians, and they still get to probably break out with their nuclear program in about 10 to 12 years. So what the president is saying is long-term, this doesn't look good. Short-term, because of the cash we've provided. In the meantime, the Iranians are engaging in all sorts of bad behavior across the Middle East, essentially getting ready to launch a new war. And so the president is saying we need a new policy. He's rolled that out with the announcement of the decertification, where he plans to push back on all facets of Iranian bad behavior.
So what does he expect Congress to do now that he's sort of passed the issue to them?
Well, Congress, by law, is supposed to review his decertification for 60 days. So for 60 days, they're supposed to debate this. They're supposed to look at ways that they might be able to revamp the law for certification, where there might be new terms of certification. So for the president to say that he will keep signing off on the deal, Congress needs to work harder to make sure that it meets his criteria. So it might prevent Iran permanently from breaking out with a nuclear weapon. It might bar Iran from engaging in certain activities. And as long as those things, those criteria are being met, then the president could recertify and keep us in the deal long term.
Now, this deal is a seven-nation deal. So presumably we have to get buy-in from other countries, and if we come up with some new terms?
Yeah, and that's right. And that's why we're seeing from, for example, the Europeans, from the Chinese, the Russians, and most certainly the Iranians, that they're not happy with what's happened. But it's important to remember that the president has not actually prompted our exit from the deal. What he's done is he's plunged everybody into a period of uncertainty. So all the actors that I just mentioned are now starting to look at the deal, and they're wondering whether they can fix it in such a way that would meet American criteria and keep us in the deal. Because you have to remember, all of these countries, with the exception of mostly the United States, I mean, they've all invested in Iran. They've put money into Iran thinking that they're going to cash out from this fairly large oil economy. And now President Trump is saying not so fast.
Nikki Haley had said that this it sends the perfect message to North Korea. It says that we're not going to engage in a bad deal, and if we get into a deal, we're going to hold you accountable. Is that something that North Korea understands? Do they see this?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm sure they're watching this drama play out. They're no doubt interested in it. I've long watched the North Koreans, and I think that they've actually been using, they've created the playbook that Iran is now using. So, in other words, the North Koreans strung along the West, and then we succumb to a bad deal out of a sense of urgency or desperation, and they went nuclear anyway. That, I think, is really what the Iranians are likely going to try to do, and it's one of the reasons why I think that the president's move has been the correct one, and I think Haley was right to point that out.
What do you make of the criticism on the flip side of this, and the reason Nikki Haley has to even say something like that, that North Korea is watching this, and despite the fact that Rex Tillerson says that we're in direct or somewhat indirect negotiation with North Korea, then North Korea is going to walk away from the table and be like, there's no way we're going to achieve a deal with the United States that they honor. They just walked away from the Iranian deal.
Well, that's pretty rich, given the fact that it was the North Koreans that took the deal that we provided them, the agreed framework in 1994,
yes,
and then just absolutely thumbed their noses at the West, went nuclear anyway, and we're dealing with a crisis at a very different level right now. I'm not sure the North Koreans care what we do, other than to draw red lines and to threaten them that if they take things any further, there'll be severe consequences. I think that's the language they understand right now. I think the logic of our ongoing diplomatic efforts with other countries is really immaterial to the way the North Koreans view their own situation.
What are some of the things you'd like to see in a recrafted Iran deal in order to sort of rein in their ambitions?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. And I think, you know, the answer, first of all, is, you know, there should not be any sunset clauses in this deal, as we call them, that allow Iran in 10 or 12 years to go nuclear. That's a huge one. We need to prevent them from testing and mastering the ballistic missile process. There should be really no nuclear weapons testing or anything related to nuclear weapons. They should not be engaging in that whatsoever. But then there's the broader question, which is, what are we doing about Iran and its regional activities? You have to remember that Iran is the number one state sponsor of terrorism in the world. They support groups like Hezbollah and Hamas, but also these Shiite militias that are ramping up across Iraq and getting ready for a war against the Kurds. We can't allow for those things to happen, and we certainly shouldn't be giving Iran sanctions relief while those things are happening. So what we really should be doing is demanding an overhaul of Iranian behavior and making sure that they do benefit from whatever sanctions relief we give them, but only if they've earned it.
Jonathan Shanzer, you know, one of the problems I think that exists with the deal is the United States' ability to actually verify that Iran is living up to the terms. The current arrangement has, I think, UN inspectors, right, looking into Iran and then telling the U.S. and the other members of the deal, hey, this is all good, they're in compliance. Does the U.S. want to have more direct inspections here?
Well, yeah, we need to be working with the IAEA, the nuclear watchdog affiliated with the United Nations. What we're hearing right now is that there are military sites that we're not getting access to, and that is really disconcerting because it's the military sites where the bulk of the concerning activity. That's where the bulk of it has happened in the past, and we have not had that access since the deal was signed. Now, some are saying that the inspectors never asked for it. Others are saying they haven't asked for it because they know they're not going to get access, so why rock the boat? But in general, we need to be able to look at every possible site where nuclear testing or nuclear activity could be taking place so that we can really rigorously verify the deal as opposed to kind of limping along, which is, I think, the way we would describe it now.
And I also believe, isn't there something like a month's notice before any of the inspectors, the IAEA inspectors, even go to inspect? So they have a month's notice to move anything.
That's right. And that was one of the real flaws within the deal as well, that, you know, there is a complaint resolution mechanism. So, you know, you get to litigate this if you're Iran for 30 days before anyone can even go into the site. And then what that means is that it gives the Iranians plenty of time to either move equipment, mothball it, or cover their tracks. And that's really it's one of the things that I think when the president rightly criticizes the deal and says that it was one-sided, I think that's one thing to point to, is that the Iranians have this sort of get out of jail free card. Even if they're doing something they shouldn't be, they get a chance to cover their own tracks.
Jonathan Shanzer from the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, thanks so much for breaking it all down for us this morning, sir.
Anytime, guys.
Chat with you soon.